The first reading today, we hear about the praises of a truly good wife. And while they can go through that whole list of all of the talents and abilities and so on that this woman has, we have to look a lot further than that. As I often will point out to people, if someone asks a spouse, "Why do you love me?" and they start telling you, "Well, because you do this so well and you do that and you do this and you do that," it's like, so in other words, it's for what you get out of this. That's not love. You love the person just because of who they are, not for what they do, not for what you get from them. Obviously, when you marry somebody, you gain a great deal. But you don't marry them because of what you can get. That's been a problem over the years, is we look at things in the wrong way. We should marry somebody only because we are in love with them. And that love means only seeking what's truly the best for the other. And so why do you love me? Because you're you. That's why. No other reason. Just because you are the person God made. Not because of what you look like, not because of what you do, not because of all of your talents and abilities. Yeah, those are qualities that you have, but you love a person just because of who that person is, not for any selfish reason. That's something that all of us have to look at in all of our relationships, especially those who are married. It's so easy to lose that real charity toward one spouse. The one person that you've actually made a vow to love is the one that we oftentimes fail to do that with, which of course is the reason why the vow was made in the first place, because the Lord knew how difficult that can be some days. But the other part of what we have to look at is that the reason why it becomes so difficult is because of selfishness. And of course, we can all sit back on our heels and say, "Well, yeah, my spouse is so selfish sometimes." It's like, no, I wasn't talking about your spouse's selfishness. I was talking about yours. Because all of us have to struggle with that. Until we achieve the level of perfection in the spiritual life, there is going to be selfishness in everything that we do. So marriage is set up by God precisely to help us to overcome that. The couple in marriage is to help one another to become saints. And so to be a saint is to be conformed to God. And God is love. That's what we're supposed to be about. Simple charity. Just loving the other person for who that person is. Serving that person simply because that person is lovable. That's what God does. We've got these weird ideas in our head that we somehow have to earn God's love. If I do things well enough, then God will love me. No, it's just the opposite. God loves you because you're you, because He made you to be loved, and He made you also to love. That's what marriage is about. Heaven is the banquet, the marriage banquet of the Lamb. It's loving and being loved. Marriage is preparation for heaven. Now, if that's the case, you have to look at your own marriage and think, oh my goodness, is this what I want heaven to be like? For a lot of marriages, the answer would be no. So what needs to happen? What needs to change? Don't look at your spouse and say, it's my spouse that needs to change. Yeah, your spouse needs to change probably in 101 different ways. But you know what? Your spouse can look at you and say the exact same thing. So quit looking at your spouse and look at yourself and say, I need to change. I need to love this person. I need to stop being selfish. I need to get my focus off myself and put it on the other. That's what charity is all about. That's where we're going to learn how to be saints. Like I said, marriage is set up perfectly for that. So that's what God has given to us, to be able to help us to become saints. So we can look at that and pray about that. And ask yourself honestly, why do I love my spouse? I've already told you what the answer is supposed to be. But for a lot of us, we're not there. So that's the goal, is to get there. Pray for your spouse. Lots of couples forget to do that. You take one another for granted, you pray for everybody else, you forget to pray for your spouse. But pray for the grace to love your spouse, and indeed to be in love with your spouse, so that your heart is changing. And as you can love that person more, hopefully that person can receive that love and love you more. But don't do it so that you can be loved more, because that's selfish again. You just simply want to love more because that person is lovable. I know it's hard to see sometimes, but they are. So look beyond the surface, look deep, and ask yourself, if this person is so rotten, so horrible, so unlovable, why did I marry them in the first place? Must have been something good that you saw. And again, hopefully it's not just selfish for what I can get out of it. So that's not what marriage is about. It's what you put into it. So something again to pray about. Truly we can extol all the values of a truly good wife. Because for a husband, a good wife is the greatest gift that God could give him on the natural level. We could flip that the other way and say a good husband is the greatest gift that God can give to a woman on the natural level. But why? To help one another to grow in holiness, to grow in charity, to become saints.